I'm actually going to bring this back around and, you know, ask a question that maybe most viewers are kind of in this situation. You know, we three live in a different culture, and so our capacity to engage a culture photographically increases or supposedly increases over time. So what advice do you give to somebody who is going to be 2 weeks going into a culture? I mean, we've talked a little bit about how you prepare and some of the tricks, if you will, of getting ready to engage that culture or to even view that culture maybe in a more correct light. So what advice would you and have you given to people who are in that situation?
Probably to try and do fewer things during that 1 or 2 weeks. Because I think most people, when they're going somewhere, they get excited, they make a list of all the places they want to see and all the things they want to do. And basically cut that list in half and spend more time in each of them. And just go slowly. Research and plan ahead of time, find out what you can, learn a few words of the language, and just don't try and rush, basically. Even if it's, if you want to photograph a vendor, don't just go and photograph them. Go and buy some fruit from them and chat to them and then photograph them or something. Take that extra few minutes and just have patience.
Yeah. It's great advice.
Yeah, I would agree with that. When I was in Vietnam, I was trying to take photos and I was just coming up with everybody going, no, don't take them. They'd been very sort of jaded by photographers. And I found that the best thing to do was to, if I wanted to take a picture, was to buy fruit from them or something. And it's hard because you don't oftentimes get the spontaneous sort of candid shot that you want, and sometimes you just have to live with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In preparation, again, I mentioned that book. It's called Culture Smart, and they have it for just about every major and probably a lot of the smaller countries in the world. The one I'm looking at is Malaysia Culture Smart, the Essential Guide to Customs and Culture. And I mean, you can get a Kindle version for $796 US. You get the paperback for about $10. That's a great investment before you head off to some place. I would advise everyone to get one of these things. Another one is, if you don't like that one, another one is Culture Shock. And it's subtitled whatever the country is, and then it says a survival guide to customs and etiquettes. I have read both of these series, and I actually like the Culture Smart better, but they're great. So you know, trying to learn the culture as much as you can through reading stuff, learning customs and etiquette, things like this is always helpful. And then my deal, like I said earlier, was observe, ask questions. I think one of the biggest things you can do is ask questions, and then slow down. That's my big deal, is slow down and just take your time. And I, like Craig was exactly right. Don't try to do too much. Don't try to go too many places. If photography is your deal, if you just want to get out there and go see stuff and hang out at the beaches and do all kinds of fun stuff, then by all means, go to as many places as you can get in, and that's a whole nother topic about traveling with your family, with your camera.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I think that something that I've given people is, you know, the first thing we do if we're concerned about something like this is we immediately go on the internet and start looking up information about that culture. And a lot of the time, I've noticed that half of it's good and half of it's completely off base. And from living here and interacting with tourists quite often in the summer times, they'll be like, well, I read on the internet that they do this during this time. And it's actually information that's 40 to 50 years old. And so I think advice that I've given people is try to filter out some of the stuff you put in, the assumptions you build beforehand. And you know, the internet is full of great advice, but it's also certainly filled with more bad advice than it is good advice. And so to give you an example, Matt, when we went down to shoot that Muslim Malaysian wedding, I realized that for the first 2 hours I was researching it, I was reading about Filipino like Muslim weddings. And then I was like, oh, my God.
In
Malaysia? Well, no. I mean, I was just looking up weddings in general in the region. And I was like, you know, my source was incredibly bad. And if I showed up thinking what I'd read was accurate, I would have probably made a fool of myself in to some capacity, or made some several wrong assumptions. Mm. And so I think it's important to, you know, information is good, but accurate information is much more important. And I think the last thing that I probably have for advice is to, you know, it's worth it to put the camera down for a day and to observe. If you're really wanting to get specific shots, go to where those shots are without your camera, and have those conversations with people without the camera even there, or just observe and just see what you see. See what you might not have seen if you were behind the camera. And I think that bit of advice probably rings true for quite a bit of people. And so, yeah, those are kind of the two things that I would suggest right off the bat. But I think there's probably lots of good advice in that area. Can you guys think of anything else, or is there anything else you want to add to that?
Apparently not.
No. we've exhausted all the advice we can give people.
No, I think that's it. I think if you do just, you know, the stuff that we've suggested, I think you'll end up getting some, you know, again, I wrote an article about this on my blog, thedigitaltrekker.com. And if you go back to thedigitaltrekker.com, you'll see a couple of these. Yeah, that's right. Brought to you by. No, but in all seriousness, if you go back and read a couple of these articles, I'm sure Craig has them as well, and I know you do. So, but the point I was going to say is that it's, you know, if one of the things that you do when you do this kind of stuff is again, understanding culture isn't just to be culturally understandable. It isn't just to be culturally literate. It's not just so that you can have a better time. Those aren't all the reasons. Those things happen. But one of the main things it does is it informs your photography. It allows you to know what to take a picture of. Why is this important? Okay. You know, as you observe and you watch in the side of the mosque and you watch the men doing their namaz, and you realize, okay, there's things called rakas, and they're going to be doing it this way, and they're going to do it so many times, and then, okay, that's cool. So now I understand that. Tomorrow I'm going to come back with my tripod, and I'm going to set up over in the corner, and I'm going to shoot at a slow shutter speed, and I'm going to get this you know, blur of the guys doing their prayers or something. You know, you've informed your photography by taking time and asking questions and getting to know. You have a festival going on. Why is the festival happening? What is it about? Well, wow, I thought it was about this, when actually it's about that. And now I know how to take pictures at it better because it's about that and not about this. And
right.
And so this is why it's important. It's not just to be polite, although that's great. It's really good. But it's not totally altruistic. You know, there it's beneficial for your photography. And that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, ultimately, when we photograph something, we're not going there specifically because we want to go there and be polite. We're going there because we want to take photographs of this culture. So, yeah, it forms you, and it lets you take better photographs by understanding and learning about that culture.
Yeah.
It's quite selfish in a way, but that's life, I suppose.
Sure. And I think it's something important to remember is, you know, you show up in a different culture, and my tendency is to, you know, you see it with new eyes versus somebody who's lived there for a long time. You're like, oh my gosh, this is absolutely amazing. And the pictures that I remember the most from my own photography and other people's photography is one that has a story behind it. And it's difficult to develop a story or even understand the story behind it if you just show up and then immediately take, you know, 15 frames of it and then leave. So I think it's important for our own photography and for our own, you know, enrichment, if you will, to seek to understand the aspect that you're photographing, because it will mean more to you in the future as well. And if you can tell the story along with the picture, even in the picture, you know, to somebody who hasn't visited that culture, I think it speaks more than just the image maybe by itself, even though some images and many images speak just truly by themselves. So
yeah, I think that almost gets into the are you there to make postcards or are you there to tell stories kind of thing. So you have to, or each person has to kind of decide what they want beforehand. For someone just traveling through who wants some nice scenery and wants a shot of someone in traditional clothing, it's going to be different to someone who wants to tell the story.
Sure. Sure, yeah. Well, let's move on to the kind of the last thing I wanted to discuss real quick, and then we'll close this down if there's anyone who's even listened to this point. The kind of the question that I want to do is flip it a little bit and say, what are the potential negative aspects of somebody who doesn't try to think about these things? I think we all agree that it's important to respect the culture. It helps your photography as well to try to engage on some level and understand on some level. But what are some of the negative things that you can see playing out to the culture as well as the photographer of somebody who doesn't even consider these things?
Well, I think to me the most obvious thing is that you're liable to come back with images that are lies. To put it in a harsh, brutal way, I think that you could come back with images that, you know, people say that the camera doesn't lie, and the camera lies like crazy, and Photoshop just helps to promote the lie, and so the fact is, if you're not informed and you're taking pictures of things, you might be taking pictures of something that you think, well, you're taking pictures of something that you don't even realize you're taking a picture of, and then you represent it as something else, and it's just not right. It's not fair to the culture. It's not fair to the people that you photographed, and quite frankly, it shows that you're an ignorant photographer, to put it bluntly. I think you owe it to yourself and the people you're there to inform your images.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Craig, do you have any thoughts on that? I'm interested to hear your opinion on this.
Yeah, well, I guess for the photographer point of view, you'll come back and you literally won't be happy with what you've shot. Mm. That, in this general scheme of things, that's probably the least important one. But for someone who's there on a short time, once in a lifetime trip or something, that is going to seem like a very major thing. Mm-hmm. Going larger than that, if you go in there with a kind of very maybe disrespectful approach, or you're like treating the people in the culture as if they're exhibits in a museum or something, you just make it that much harder for everyone who follows you. So the next photographer who comes along, who might be doing everything perfectly to try and engage and understand and treat them with respect, if they've had a bad experience in the past, it's going to be that much harder for that person to actually do it properly. So it's, I don't know, I guess there are a few different negative effects that can happen in this sense.
Mm-hmm. I think I've noticed many people who don't think about this at all can actually, in a lot of ways, ruin it for other photographers. And I don't mean that in a in a mean way, but you know, if you photograph it, to put myself in their shoes, if you know, a Taiwanese photographer shows up at my house, rushes into my house, takes 40 frames, and then leaves, I'm going to be quite leery, to be honest, of anyone who looks Asian and is a photographer, just because I have that bad experience. And yeah, not to bring race into it, but in a lot of ways, I think we owe it to other photographers to try to think about these things, because we're very unlikely to be the last person to visit a place, more and more so. And so in some ways, I don't want to get into a photographer's code, you know, and a code of ethics that we have to follow, because everyone's, you know, ethics and thoughts about these things differ. But I oftentimes think, am I ruining it for somebody else? Am I ruining an experience for somebody else? And yeah, those are things that I often think of.
You're much more thoughtful for the people. Yeah. I don't think of it like that. I wish I did. I just think of it as, man, I hope I'm not screwing up my reputation, and I hope I'm not really messing up their city or whatever, you know. I mean, I think about the other people, but my people that I'm thinking about are the people I'm photographing. I'm not thinking about the next photographer coming, which I'm not saying I shouldn't. I think I probably should. I'm just saying, honestly, at the moment when I'm doing these things, I'm thinking about how am I coming across, and am I going to leave here with a good reputation, so that when I return, because I want to return, I want them to want me to come back.
Sure.
You know, I don't want to promise someone to photograph and then come back and they say, hey, you never delivered. Actually, that happened. I've told this on a depth of field one time, but I was up in Kashmir, up in the mountains, and I had a trekking team, and we took pictures, and people were saying, are you going to give us these pictures? You're going to give us pictures? Well, I mean, we were out in the middle of the Himalayas. There's no way I could print pictures for everybody. So I said, yeah. We said, well, so how do we get them to you? They said, well, there's this guy at the head of the trail that has a little sort of a goods store there, and he sells different goods and things. And so just somehow, if you can get him to that guy, that'd be great. So there's a guy, a friend of mine, who was doing cheese in the area. We went back to the town, printed off, I think it was almost 200 photos, gave them to this guy. He went back up there, dropped it off at this guy's store. And a year later, I don't know if it was a year later. No, it was later in the summer. I get back. We take another group up there, and everybody's upset and they won't talk to me. I was like, what is the problem here? I mean, I did everything I was supposed to do, you know, and now everybody's shunning me. Finally, I get one guy and we start talking, and he says, I can't believe you're charging for those pictures. I said, what? He says, I can't believe you're charging for those pictures that you took of us. You said you'd give them to us. And I said, of course I'd give them to you. I'm not charging you for those pictures. And he goes, yeah, well, have you gone down to that shop? He says that you're charging. I said, he says I'm charging. So I went back down to that shop, and sure enough, that guy had a little, he was charging something like 5 or 10 rupees per image. And he was pocketing the money, you know.
Oh, man.
And so my reputation was hurt because of this guy. So if you do stuff like that, make sure you know the people you're leaving the photos with or whatever. But but we worked it all out, and everybody still trusts me up there. But that was – and now that guy is in big trouble, you know. But you do need to be careful how you approach stuff, because you hopefully you're going to return to that place, and that's what I'm concerned about. So
sure.
Yeah, I guess just about following up on things like that, just not sending them off and leaving it and trusting that it will work, but actually kind of checking up, making sure everything gets delivered as promised, as if it was sending it to a client in a way.
Yeah,
keep everybody happy.
For somebody who's doing this over a 2-week or month long experience, is, you know, putting myself in those shoes and having visited places where there's a good chance I'll probably never in my life be able to go back to, you know, is to not make promises that you can't keep and say, oh, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to email you this picture. And if you have zero intentions of that, or, you know, just to really see what you can and can't do. And, you know, and try not to make yourself into a liar by accident. So, well, guys, I think we're actually probably needing to wrap this up, but just any final thoughts about engaging culture?
Well, I'll just say that I've pretty much said it, I think. I don't think I have anything else to wrap up. I just like to say thanks for inviting me to be a part of this. I think it's an important topic. I think it's a topic that a lot of people have strong opinions on, and so it should do real well on your blog. Because I have a feeling that there's a lot of people going to listen to this and sit there and go, oh yeah, you guys live in some sort of pie in the sky world. I think take what we say in the spirit it was given. I think that it's, you try to do these things, you're not always going to be able to. I told you, like I said,
that's right.
You will fail, you will offend. It's just going to happen. But you'll find an amazing amount of grace in the culture you go to. And I think that the best thing you can do is have grace where you are concerned and when you go into these places. So that's
sure.
That's it for me.
Yeah, I guess I would say to be humble and to be patient. Because there are a lot of frustrations when you're trying to do something like this, and we haven't really talked about all of the difficulties involved so much. A lot of the everyday frustrations about when you don't speak the language or you don't really understand what is going on, no matter how much preparation you do, there'll always be stuff you don't get.
Sure.
And just be patient and be open and listen.
Yeah. Yeah, I think to add my two cents somewhere in this is, I really believe that the photographers should think about these things. We're all going to come to different opinions and different methods, and probably strong opinions and strongly differentiating methods as to how we approach cultures inside of this. But I think the most frustrating thing for me is to run into a photographer who's telling me that they're engaging a culture photographically or engaging it, but hasn't maybe sat down to think about even just a little aspect of this. And so I think it's an important thing for people who are oftentimes photographing other cultures to think about in some sense and come to their own conclusions and come to their own convictions about how to do it and how it works. And it'll look different across the board. It's just, I think for me, I'd like to see people just think about it and come up with something. So I think that ends our time. I really appreciate you guys dedicating an hour to talk about these things. And I came away with several things that are going to stick with me, and I hope the same with you guys. So.
Yep. Yeah, I did too. So thanks a lot for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Fun. Absolutely. Mm. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. All right. All the best.